Per Yerushalmi, correspond to Zochim, Bavli, Daf Hei. We begin in the Yerushalmi Impair on Daf Beisim and Beis on the 14th line with the words Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim had the detainment of a gufa of a b'moina yeshla shir. Gemilas Chasadim, we said there's no minimum quantity in order to fulfill them, that's when using one's body, but using one's money, there is a minimum amount. V'asikai da'ama Reb Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Reb Yosi ben Chanina b'usha nimnu shei adam mafrish choymesh min achasav l'mitzvah. And it follows the teaching of Reb Shimon ben Lakish, who said in the name of Yosi ben Chanina, who said that in Usha they agree that a person may give until 1/5 of his wealth to charity. Ad heichan, what is the minimum quantity? Rabbi Gamliel ben Inunua, Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, chad ama ad kadei truma utrumas maase. Rabbi Gamliel ben Inunua and Rabbi Abba bar Kahana disagreed. One said one must minimally give the amount of truma, which is usually 1/50th, as well as trumas maase, which is 1/100th, totaling 3/100ths. That's how much he should give as his minimum. Rechona ama, and the other one, quoted a pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Gimel, pasuk Tes, kabeles Hashem mehoinecha, a meracious kotorosra, kemeracious kotorosra. The pasuk says, honor Hashem with your wealth and from the first of all your grain. And we learn there that meaning like the amount of truma, which is 1/50th, that's the amount a person should give from his wealth. The Gamliel ben Inuna, by Kaimir of Mana, ma chomish b'chol shana v'shana l'chamish shanim hu masid kula. Question is, the Gamliel ben Inuna asked to have money is if he gives a fifth of his wealth each year, in 5 years he'll have nothing left. Mana says the first year he gives a fifth of the principal, and thereafter he gives a fifth of the earnings. Ravuna ama la mitzvah ad shlish. Ravuna said he must give up to a third for a mitzvah. The question is, ma'u l'chol mitzvahs ad shlish or la mitzvah achas? Does it mean for all of the mitzvahs he should give a third, or for any given mitzvah? So when ma'u l'chol mitzvahs ad shlish, the yeshiva student suggested for all of the mitzvahs he should give a third. Amar Rabun, afilu mitzvah achas, Rabun says that even for one mitzvah he should give a third of his money. V'chaviv v'shem Rabbanon, d'taman, ma'u shlish l'domim, hei chavida, lakach adam mitzvah matzah acheres na'ay mena, ad kama matrichen alav, ad shlish. V'chaviv, quoting Rabbanon of Bavel, said, it doesn't mean a third of his property, rather it means to add a third to the current value of the mitzvah item. And how's this done? If a person bought an item for a mitzvah and then found a nicer one, how much should he be prepared to add on to the value of the original item in order to buy the nicer one? And the answer is a third of the value of the original item. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Zekeli v'anveyu, v'chi eshulu la'adam l'navoif es boiroi, el anveyu l'fonov b'mitzvah, es l'fonov lulav noye, sukkah shofar noye, sitzes noye, noin, tfilin, noin. The Bais of Rabbi Shmuel says, the Pasuk says in Shmuel's Perk, Tesvav Pasuk Beis, this is my God and I will beautify him, which literally means make for him a dwelling. Now, is it possible for a person to beautify his creator? Rather, I will make beautiful before him his mitzvahs. For example, I will have beautiful lulav, sukkah, shofar, tzitzis, and tefillin. Abba Shol Aimeh, Edmolai Mahu Rachum Rachanun Afatatei Rachum Rachanun. And Abba Shol says, the explanation is, I will be like him, means just as Hashem is merciful and graceful, so you should be merciful and graceful. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yoshavav she'amad v'hichlik es kon achasav l'aniyim, sholcha v'gamliel v'alei omru choymesh min achasav l'mitzvahs. It once happened that Rabbi Yoshavav distributed all of his property to the poor. V'gamliel sent him a message asking, didn't the Chachamim say that only a fifth of one's property should go to mitzvahs? Certainly not all of it. V'gamliel lo kedim l'usha haya. The question is, didn't Rabbi Gamliel precede the case, the ruling that we learned in Usha before? Rabbi Yossi b'Rabun b'shem Reb Levi, kach haisa halacha b'yadam shachua v'amdu ashonim v'eskimu al das v'shoinim v'lamdacha shekol dava shebeistim noistim nafshon alav hu miskayim k'mashenema l'moshe m'sinai. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabun, quoting Reb Levi, said that they used to have this halacha in their hands, but they forgot it, and later the Chachamim, at the time of Usha, arose and agreed with the earlier sages. And this teaches that anything for which the Beistim toil to clarify will be established like halacha l'moshe m'sinai, as an old tradition from Sinai. And it follows of Mana over here, who said, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem Zion, because it is not an empty thing for you. And if it is an empty thing, it must have come from you. Why? Because you are not sufficiently toiling in Torah. Because it's your life. When is it your life? When you toil in it. Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Rav Huna, he quoted a pasuk in Shmoyth Perk Lamed Ches Pasuk Chaf Beis. Ubesala ben Uri ben Chur Matei Yehuda Asa Es Kol Asher Siva Hashem Es Moshe Oisai Moshe En Ksiv Kan Ela Asher Siva Hashem Es Moshe. Afilu Dvarim Shelo Shama Mipi Rabboi Hiskima Daitoi Kama Shenema LaMoshe MiSinai. And what the pasuk says there in Shmos, that Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Chur, of the tribe of Yehuda, had made all that Hashem had commanded Moshe. It doesn't say all that Moshe commanded him, and this teaches that Bezalel fulfilled even parts of the old tradition that he was not informed of by his teacher, Moshe. Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem b'Banai, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Avdu Kein Tziva Moshe es Yoshua, B'chein Asa Yoshua, Lo'i Hesem Dov Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Oisem Moshe Ein Ksiv Kan, Ela Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Afil Edvom Shelo Shama Mipi Moshe, Heskima Daitoi Kima Shenema, L'Moshe Mesinai. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Banai, said that the Pasuk says in Yoshua, a similar thing in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tezvav, as Hashem commanded Moshe his servant, so did Moshe command Yoshua, and so did Yoshua. He left nothing undone of all that Hashem commanded Moshe. It doesn't say all that Moshe commanded him, and this teaches that Yoshua fulfilled even parts of the old tradition that he was not informed of by his teacher, Moshe. Rav Yochanan b'Shem Rabbanai, Rav Chuna b'Shem Rebbe. Rav Yochanan quoting Rabbanai said, and Rav Chuna quoting Rebbe said, that we have a Pasuk in Malachi, in Perek Beis Pasuk Vav, Torah emes ha'isa b'fiu dvarim shoshama mipi rabbi va'ole la'nimsa b'sfasav afilu dvarim shoshama mipi rabbi. The pasuk says, "True teaching was in his mouth, things that he heard from his teacher, and injustice was not found on his lips." And this teaches that even things that he did not hear from his teacher. V'rabbanan amri ki Hashem alekecha yeh b'chisalcha v'shama raglecha milached afilu dvarim shata ksil b'hen v'shama raglecha milached. The pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Vav, as Hashem will be your trust. Alternatively, in your lack of knowledge, or it can be translated as your pocket, as we're going to see. And it means, and he shall keep your foot from being caught. It means even from things that you didn't know, Hashem will, shall keep your foot from being caught, meaning that Hashem will teach you them if you toil in Torah. Rabbi Dosa, Amar Mina Horaya, Rabbi Dosa says it means that Hashem will protect you, that you will be not, you're not stumble in a halachic gulin. Rabbanan Amri Mina Aveira, and Rabbanan say Hashem will protect you from sin. Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Levi says Hashem will protect you from evil spirits. Amr Abba im nasata mikischa stoka mekadosh bruchu meshamacham min abifim min azimus min agalgolos min aononios. Rabbi Abba says that if you gave of your pocket to charity, Hashem will guard you from different types of taxes, damages and expenses, head tax and giving a tithe of one's animal to the king. Munbez Amelech Amar Vizbez Konachasav Laniim, Shochle Koiva Vamulay Vesecha, Hoisifu al Shalahen, Val Shalavisehim, Ata Vizbazta, Eshocha Ves Shalavisecha. King Munbez gave all of his mind to the poor. His relatives sent him a message saying that your fathers added to theirs and their father's wealth, and you are wasting yours and your father's wealth. Amalu Kol Shekain, Avoisai, Gonzu Be'eretz, Vani Ganazdi Meshamayim, Shema Emes Meret Tzitzmach, Vesedek Meshamayim Nishkaf, Avoisai Gonzu Oitzois, Shein Oisim Peiwis, Vani Ganazdi, Oitzo Shein Oisim Peiwis, Shema, Umusadik Kitoiv, Ki Puri Melehem Yechelu. King Mumbaz answered by saying, "My treasure houses are better than theirs. My father hid under the ground, and I hid in the heavens," as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Pei Hei, in Pasuk Yud Beis. Truth will grow from the earth, and righteousness will look down from the heavens. My fathers hid away treasures that don't produce fruit, and I hid away treasures that do produce fruit, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud, "Praise the righteous man, for he is good, for the fruit of their deeds they shall eat." My father hid away in a place that the hand can reach. I hid away where the hand cannot reach. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Tzadi Zayin Pasuk Beis, righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. My father hid away money and I hid away souls. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Yedalef, Pasuk Lamed, and the wise man acquires souls. Avoisai gonzu lachim, v'ani ganazti la'atzmi, sh'ne'emar, v'lechati yestoka. Avoisai gonzu ba'olam hazeh, v'ani ganazti la'olam habo, sh'ne'emar, v'stoka tatzel mimavis. My fathers hid away for others, and I hid away for myself. As the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, "And to you will be righteousness, which is charity." My fathers hid away for this world, and I hid away for the next world, the world to come. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Yud, Pasuk Beis, "And charity will save from death." And when a person gives charity, will he never die? Rather, it means he will not die in the world to come. Stocker Gemes Chasodim, Shkulo is connected Kol Mitzvaseya Shel Teira. Shastocker Nehegef Bechaim, Gemes Chasodim, Nehegef Bechaim Bemesim. Astocker Nehegef Lanim, Gemes Chasodim, Nehegef Lanim, Lashirim. Astocker Nehegef Bemoina Shel Adam, Gemes Chasodim, Nehegef Bemoinoi, Bemagufoi. Charity and acts of kindness are equal to all of the Torah's mitzvahs. Charity can be given to the living, but acts of kindness can be done even for the dead, such as through burial. Charity can be given to the poor, but acts of kindness can be done even to the rich. Charity is done with one's money, but acts of kindness can be done even with one's body. Rabbi Yochanan b'Maria, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ein anu yodim, eivim hen chaviv, oistaka igmenes chasodim, kshu oimeh, v'chesed Hashem o'ilam v'ad o'ilam, al yureyav, v'sidkasa livnei vonim, hada'amra, shigmenes chasodim, chaviva, yosem en astaka. Rabbi Yochanan b'Maria, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, we wouldn't have known whether charity or acts of kindness are more beloved. But when the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Perk Kuf Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin, but Hashem's kindness is from everlasting to everlasting, and is charity to sons of sons, this shows that acts of kindness are more beloved than charity.